Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 29th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. Leading off today, Apple has released iOS 14.4.2 and iPadOS 14.4.2 for the iPhone and iPad. The company has also released watchOS 7.3.3 for the Apple Watch. The company says that these updates include important security fixes for WebKit, patching a vulnerability that may have been actively exploited. The company has also released a patch update to fix this issue for iOS 12 users, version 12.5.2, for the iPhone 6, iPhone 5S, 3rd-gen iPad mini, 1st-gen iPad Air, and the iPod Touch. Apple says that a bug in WebKit could have allowed malicious websites to perform active arbitrary cross-site scripting. More details here are unclear at the moment, but Apple says it is aware of a report that this bug was being actively exploited in the wild. The bug fix update comes amid an ongoing developer beta testing period for the next major release, iOS 14.5, which we expect to come sometime in April. This also marks the second point update to iOS 14.4, and both of these updates have focused on fixing problems with WebKit. You can update to the latest version of iOS 14 now by going to Settings, General, then Software Update on your devices. We recommend doing this as soon as possible to make sure your devices are secure. In other news, the leaker Max Weinbach has shed new light on what to expect from AirTags. According to Weinbach, AirTags could come in at around $39 in price, and he's also provided more details on the size of the accessories. According to Weinbach, AirTags are 32mm by 32mm by 6mm. This size would make AirTags noticeably smaller than the popular Tile Pro item tracker, which measures in at 42mm by 42mm. But what's important to keep in mind here is that the Tile Pro features an integrated way to attach the tag to an item, and AirTags are not expected to feature this. Reliable source Love to Dream had also previously reported that AirTags would be available in two different sizes, but this is not mentioned in the new report from Weinbach. It could be that Apple has scrapped its plans for two sizes of AirTags, or that Weinbach is simply reporting on one of the two sizes. He also speculates that AirTags could be priced at around $39 apiece, but this is more of an estimation. He says that this information is based on data from a retail source. AirTags have been rumored for nearly 2 years at this point, but they're finally expected to be released sometime this year, with some reports suggesting they could come as soon as April. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. We're teaming up with our friends at A-Logic to give away Apple's latest 12.9-inch iPad Pro to one lucky 9to5 Mac reader. You can also get a special 30% off the company's new Rapid USB-C wall chargers on Amazon for a limited time. Using the latest gallium nitride technology, A-Logic offers its new compact and portable line of Rapid USB-C wall chargers, including the incredibly small 100-watt model. The A-Logic Rapid wall chargers offer an alternative to Apple's own chargers in the smallest possible package. They're around 50% smaller than traditional chargers, including Apple's, and they deliver the maximum power delivery possible using the power delivery standard. This lets you charge any of your MacBooks or iPads at full speed. They're available in four models up to 100 watts with between one to four ports, and they come with a 2-meter braided USB-C charging cable. You can hit the link in the show notes to get 30% off on Amazon now and to enter the 9to5 Mac A-Logic iPad Pro giveaway. Rounding out today, Stanford University has published the results of a new Apple Watch and iPhone study focused on functional mobility of cardiovascular disease patients. The data suggests that iPhone and Apple Watch can accurately assess frailty, both in clinic and at home. The study was funded by Apple, and it consisted of 110 Veterans Affairs patients using an iPhone 7 and an Apple Watch Series 3. The data was collected through a study app called VaskTrack, as well as passively collected activity data by the Apple Watch. The study used the 6-minute walking test score, which was something added in watchOS 7 and described as the golden standard to evaluate the functional mobility of a patient. The 6-minute walking test is a common measure of frailty in the health industry. Higher scores are indicative of healthier cardiac, respiratory, circulatory, and neuromuscular function. So in the study, patients conducted regular at-home 6-minute walking tests, then compared those results to their in-clinic performance for the same test. The study found that an Apple Watch can accurately assess frailty with a sensitivity of 90% and a specificity of 85% in a clinical setting. In an unsupervised setting at home, the study found that the Apple Watch can accurately assess frailty with an 83% sensitivity and 60% specificity. The study therefore draws the conclusion that the iPhone and Apple Watch can serve as an accurate predictor of frailty based on 6-minute walking test performance. The findings suggest that frailty and functional capacity could be monitored and evaluated remotely in patients with cardiovascular disease, using the Apple Watch and iPhone to enable safer and higher resolution monitoring of these patients. You can find the full study at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.